In the early 90s, Nickelodeon was kid everything. And you better hope that your house had cable.
Wasn't there to educate you. We were there to have fun, to get slime, to be entertained.
And this is when Dan Schneider arrives,
Nickelodeon's golden boy. He created these shows that were hugely successful for them.
No one had ever really done sketch comedy starring kids for kids.
He launched the careers of child actors who became major stars.
For 20 years, he shaped children's entertainment and culture.
Thank you for being here.
But that marked one of the darkest chapters.
Working for Dan was like being in an abusive relationship.
Dan's treatment of people on his shows was an open secret.
So my lawyer filed complaints, gender discrimination, hostile work environment, harassment, and it was so devastating.
How safe can any kids be in that environment?
There would be even bigger problems down the line with actual pedophiles on set.
These are three predators who worked at Nickelodeon, all in a short amount of time.
Hey guys, we're ready for you.
It was a toxic environment. It made me trust people less.
We were there for so many hours, you get comfortable with people until you're not.
I had no idea what I was saving my son from. It was a house of horrors.
They find this enormous trove of child pornography.
The officer said we found Ziploc bags, each one with a girl's name on it.
11 charges of child sexual abuse related to a child actor.
It made me wonder who was being hurt.
I've been waiting 17 years for today.
It wasn't dealing with anybody on the shows or anything, right?
It was a child actor.
On one of our shows?
Yes.